Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Hi everyone, Jesse Green here. Welcome back to SavvyDentist.com and to the Savvy Dentist Podcast. Wonderful to have you here for this bite-sized episode where we're talking all about building loyalty and trust. Loyalty and trust is hugely important, as we all know, when it comes to patient retention. It's hugely important around driving your business in a sustainable way, and it's hugely important when it comes to building teams as well. So there's a lot to be gained by creating loyalty and building trust. There's a ton of good stuff in there. Now, I recorded this episode as part of a workshop some years ago. We spoke about the components of loyalty and trust. We broke it down and we dissected it, and you're going to be able to hear what goes into creating loyalty and building trust and how to do it in a step-by-step specific way. I also reference brand promises and what happens when brands get it right, but equally what happens when brands get it wrong. And I use Malaysian Airlines as an example, where they had that horrible and tragic accident where the airline MH370 was lost over the sea, and the impact that had on loyalty and trust for their brand. So we're going to use a couple of case studies through that as well, and we're going to talk about actions versus words and the importance of having synchronicity in that space. So I really hope you enjoy this episode. As always, have a pen and paper handy. There's a ton in there, and I hope you take those notes and apply them in your practice. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Want to talk about building loyalty and trust? Understand that patient retention and loyalty move in lockstep. Okay? If patients don't stay, clearly there's a breakdown somewhere. Okay? Something's gone wrong. Loyalty is highly correlated to trust. And what is it that influences trust? We'll come to that in a second. I want to talk a little bit about expectations. It is absolutely critical when you're dealing with your patients that you under-promise and over-deliver, okay? Try and set expectations with your patients here. Don't set them too low, but make sure that you understand what those expectations of your patients are and look to surpass them. For those of you who have read my book, it's called The Plus One, okay? Try and do one thing to just exceed their expectations, okay? One little thing. Make sure that you deliver on your promises. If you say that the lab work's going to be in, make sure the lab work is in, okay? If you make a promise, be sure you follow through. Also understand that if you're building a brand, all of you should be building a brand, whether it's your business brand or your personal brand. Your brand comes with brand promises, okay? You need to understand what your brand is promising and make sure that you fulfill it, okay? Here's a question for you. Can you break a promise? I'm going to say to you, the time you can break a promise is when you make a better promise, okay? If you're going to break a promise, you need to replace it with a better promise. Anyone who's got kids will know this, right? But Dad, you said we were going to go to the movies. I know. It's just that, you know, I'm sick and I can't make it, whatever. So next weekend, we'll go to SeaWorld instead. All right? Everyone can understand that, right? You've got to, if you're going to break a promise, even if it's beyond your control, people will understand if it is beyond your control, provided you communicate that. But you need to be able to replace it with a better promise. Let's talk about trust, the ABCs of trust: ability, behavior, and character. Being a great dentist is not enough. Okay, I said that earlier. Being a great dentist and being a terrific clinician is not enough to be a successful practice owner. I know plenty of dentists who are far better dentists than I will ever be, right? And I reckon, I'm not trying to put myself down, but I know they are just exquisitely good at dentistry, okay? But they're not really good at running a business and they don't do very well commercially. So being a good dentist is great. It's essential. It's not enough. As I said, being a poor dentist is a killer. If you've got treatment that consistently fails, the trust that your patients have with you will quickly be eroded. Okay? Equally, coming back to behavior, you need to be behaving in a way that is consistent and congruent with your values. Okay, behavior and character are very closely related, of course. So you need to be behaving in a way, as I said, that's consistent and congruent with your values. If you're saying one thing and doing another, clearly that erodes trust. Let me give you an example. My daughter, my eldest daughter, who's now 11, but when she was 9, had a school thing on, and it came on at the last minute, and I think I was traveling, and I, for whatever reason, couldn't make it to this particular event. But that night, when I was tucking her into bed, I said to her, "I love you, sweetheart." She burst into tears. "No, you don't, Dad. You don't love me at all. You didn't come to school today." Right? Because what she perceived was a difference between my behavior and my speech. Okay? She thought I hadn't been congruent. And there's a whole variety of reasons why I couldn't be there, but in her mind, there'd been an inconsistency, right? So it's really important. The same in our patients. We've got to be consistent in everything that we do. Understand that character is adhering to a certain moral code. It's your integrity. Okay? It's doing the right thing, even when it's hard. Yeah? Let me talk to you about trust for the moment. There's been a lot of discussion about infection control. I'm not going to mention that practice by name, but how much trust do you think that brand carries now? Zero. Nada. All right? Because all these things went awry. Okay? I don't know the ins and outs of their particular circumstances, so I don't want to make too many comments about that. But just know that whatever did or did not happen, the trust that the public now has in that brand is gone. Okay? That business is absolutely stuffed. Irrespective of the fault or otherwise, they're gone. Another brand, let's just think about this for another in terms of brands, away from dentistry at the moment, another brand that is having trust issues at the moment. Can anyone think of an airline that you might not want to fly at the moment? Right? Malaysian Airlines, right? And they may be the world's best airline. I don't know enough about aviation to make an objective comment, but I can tell you that the trust in that brand has gone. So it's imperative that your patients have trust in you if they're going to stay with you.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/Savvy Dentist.